Монголын дуу хоолой радио ярьж байна.
The Voice of Mongolia in English is speaking. Сайн байна уу? Welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, the capital city of Mongolia. This half-hour transmission can be heard in Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1530 UTC on 12015 kHz shortwave. You can also visit our website at www.vom.mn/en and listen to an online version of our daily broadcast.
Hello, welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English. In today's edition, we're going to present daily news first, and after the musical break, we'll be back with a talk about media development in Mongolia. Stay with us. Here is the news. Mongolia-Japan diplomatic anniversary to be celebrated. The 50th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between Mongolia and Japan falls next year. The relations and the cooperation between the two countries have developed into a strategic partnership, and the countries are cooperating in all areas. There are also plans to designate 2022 as the Mongolian-Japanese Youth Friendship and Exchange Year and organize celebratory events throughout the year in connection with the Japanese Prime Minister's proposal to declare the diplomatic anniversary year. The celebration is planned to include high-level visits, exchange of 50 young leaders in politics, business and art, academic conference, photography exhibition, documentary production, publication of a book about the history of relations between the two countries, and business forums designed to connect companies. Meeting held between the parliament speakers of Mongolia and Republic of Korea. On September 8, a Speaker of the State Great Hall met with the Speaker of the National Assembly of the Republic of Korea in Vienna, Austria, and exchanged the views on the development of bilateral relations and cooperation. Parliament Speaker of Mongolia underscored that the relations between Mongolia and the Republic of Korea have expanded in all areas at the level of a comprehensive partnership, and last year marked the 30th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries. The sites noted that the high-level reciprocal visits and dialogues are important in expanding bilateral relations. The sites also reaffirmed their commitment to support and intensify the Northeast Asian Cooperation Initiative for Infectious Disease Control and Health of Public and the Ulaanbaatar Dialogue on the Northeast Asian Security. The speaker expressed his intention to hold visits regularly between the parliaments and friendship groups of the two countries and invited the Speaker of the National Assembly of the Republic of Korea to visit Mongolia. Chairman of State Great Hall meets Speaker of India's Lok Sabha. Chairman of the State Great Hall held a meeting with the Speaker of the Lok Sabha, the lower house of the Indian Parliament, in Vienna to discuss relations and cooperation between the two countries. Underscoring that India is Mongolia's strategic partner and spiritual neighbor, Speakers stressed the importance of active cooperation between the legislature of the two countries in expanding bilateral friendly relations in economic, educational, cultural, and other areas. Moreover, the Mongolian speaker emphasized that the two sides are tirelessly working together for the successful implementation of the joint oil refinery project and asked for support in exporting coking coal and launching trial transport of the commodity in the near future. Lok Sabha speaker undertook to provide focus and support so that the joint projects are effectively and promptly implemented and invited Mongolian speaker to pay a visit to India at his convenience. At the meeting, the sides discussed the regional security, COVID-19 response, multilateral cooperation, and other issues. Cooperation mechanism to be established between Mongolian and Russian parliaments. On September 8, Speaker of the State Great Khural held a meeting with the Deputy Speaker of the Federation Council of the Federal Assembly of the Russian Federation in Vienna, Austria. During the meeting, the sides expressed their satisfaction in the development of bilateral relations and cooperation on the level of comprehensive strategic partnership. Noting the historical significance of marking the 100th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries, the sides then agreed on the importance of implementing mutual high-level visits in the framework of the anniversary and establishing a cooperation mechanism between the two countries' parliaments and organizing its first meeting in the near future. They also exchanged the views on other matters relating to bilateral and multilateral cooperation and regional and international security. So that's all for today's daily news. And after the musical break, we'll be back with a talk about media development in Mongolia. So stay listening.
Чиг дөрөн нэси
их дэлхий чи үтгсэнтэй
Иргэн дөрөн цэцэг сэрдүүрээ Иргэж буцаахгүй чам шигнэ Ирвэх шиг дөрөн нэси
их дэлхий чи болхай
Welcome back. You are tuning to the Voice of Mongolia in English. In this edition, we're going to talk about media development in Mongolia. During the era of Soviet influence, Mongolian media was heavily impacted by the Soviet media theory, which has its roots in Marxist-Leninist philosophy. Mongolia suffers the newspaper Mongling Unung or Mongolian True was born in 1920, but its publishing was at first illegal inside the Mongolian border and it was published in Irkutsk, Russia. Mongling Unung or Mongolian True was a political paper, and it played a special role in extending the National Liberation Movement, in strengthening the People's Party, in criticizing feudalism, and in mobilizing the broad masses for the revolutionary struggle. After the People's Revolution in 1921, the Russian publishing house went under Mongolian ownership. Mongolians were able to print their own books, papers and magazines in their own publishing house, but printing still needed foreign funding. The next important step in the development of journalism was the founding of the Mongolian news agency Monta or Mongolian Telegraph Agency, for nowadays known as Montseme, since 1957. The 1924 constitution defined Mongolia as sovereign people's republic, and it guaranteed the freedom of opinion for the workers, which meant that the press and the spreading of the print products became a matter of state. In the period of 1921 to 25, several political newspapers were born and legally published in the country. The Mongling Unung or Mongolian True continued as Unung, explaining the party politics and decisions, bringing up and mobilizing the masses, bringing forth democratic reforms, commenting on the outer and inner politics, and rejoicing over the Soviet-Mongolian friendship. The first local paper, Ulaanbaatar Mide, which means news from Ulaanbaatar, was published in the capital in 1929. In the end of the 1930s in Mongolia, there were 5 newspapers and 7 magazines published, with a circulation of 90,000. The revolution inspired the founding of many papers targeting different groups to instruct them in the communist world outlook. Each of these groups was educated to the communist worldview, with special attention to teenagers and young people, as well as children. And in spirit of equality, women received their own magazine as early as 1925, Mongling Imigtechud or Women of Mongolia. This paper took a big leap forward by breaking down century-old prejudice and offering women an important role in creating the new society. Toward Towards the end of the 1980s, the government's grip on media loosened as a result of a transformation from the Soviet authoritarian system. The new era was seen first as editors and journalists gained more freedom to make decisions. But both the party and the government controlled the media to write about controversial issues, such as personal issues, pollution, prostitution, and crime. With the new themes being addressed in the print media, readers' motivation increased. The circulation of the Unun or True increased to a record high of 184,000, which was not broken until 1998. February 1990 is a benchmark date in Mongolian free press history. The number of newspapers and magazines grew quickly from 70 publications in 1991 and to 155 in 1992, and up to as many as 270 publications in 1993, the increase was fourfold in 2 years' time. And since the political scenery changed, so did the papers. Some papers changed their Russian name into Mongolian. Since the collapse of communism, Mongolia has faced the challenge of building an entirely new media system that meets the requirements of a young democratic state. The training of journalists and media management training are vital parts in the equation. On its path towards media freedom, Mongolia has seen some inspiring developments, but has also faced major setbacks. Following the political transition in 1990, print media sprang up extensively, and since the late 1990s, a host of electronic media has been launched. The actual media output in the capital as well as the countryside is impressive, both in numbers and variety. However, the sector faces many challenges. Although the freedom of expression has improved significantly since the communist era, even today there are considerable violations of freedom of expression in Mongolia, ranging from physical harassment and threats, extensive use of libel cases, to financial pressures and unjustified obstructions. During the communism, the rural areas had good access to the widely distributed national print media, as well as to radio and television. Furthermore, all provinces had a government-run local newspaper that was distributed to every household. Most of the province centers had a local radio and TV station. Some of them also took the opportunity to cut away from the Mongolian radio transmission for 4 half-hours a week for local programs. This well-organized, top-to-bottom dissemination of information system broke down after the collapse of communism. The national print media are no longer distributed to the same extent, and many of local media outlets have closed, so national radio and television play a more significant role in countryside. In many provinces, former system of state-run local media fell apart, and although many new outlets were established, most of them were financially weak and ceased operations. The development of media in Mongolia in the 1990s took place within the context of the 1992 constitution, while there was no proper media legislation. The Mongolian constitution guaranteed freedom of expression and the right to receive information. A new law on press freedom, drafted with the help from the international NGOs on August 28, 1998, and enacted on January 1st, 1999, paved the way for media reforms. The purpose of the law was to affirm to the freedom of expression and the abolishment of censorship. The legislation had indefinite provisions and there were no precise strategies for its implementation. The media law prohibited the government institutions from controlling and running media outlets. Another aspect of Mongolian legislation that restricts the development of free and independent media is the legislation on defamation. The legislation rightfully protects a citizen's name and reputation and secures the right to privacy. The Mongolian media currently consists of around 300 print and broadcasting outlets. Despite the laws against censorship, a small number of outlets were censored that reported on corruption of government officials. This have often led the opposition to accuse the Gondrian party of using the media to ensure its success in elections. To avoid the libel offenses, the independent media undergo a degree of self-censorship. There are many challenges to development of free and independent media in Mongolia. The above mentioned violations of freedom of expression are in themselves problematic, but even more seriously, they are part of a more critical problem related to the general political and financial dependency of the media. The immense political and financial influence on the media leaves little room for independent, proper journalism. Here we end today's edition of The Voice of Mongolia in English. You heard the talk about media development in Mongolia. So thank you for being with us and goodbye. Yeah.
End of the program, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. The Voice of Mongolia provides half-hour transmission to Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1530 UTC on 12015 kHz shortwave. Your letters and emails are most welcome with your feedbacks and detailed reception report. Please send them to English Section, The Voice of Mongolia, CPO Box 365, Ulaanbaatar 13, Mongolia, or you can send us an email to vom_en@yahoo.com. Thank you for listening. 바이 슈타.